Welcome to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and TKK's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Brandon Kohlberg has been a mortgage advisor for over 14 years and is ready to assist you. Call Brandon now at 704-999-6646. Visit carolinasmortgageradio.com. And now, here is your host, Brandon Kohlberg.
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. What a crazy week it's been weather-wise, but fantastic day today. We've got a great show lined up for you. We have Holly Deedy, Keller Williams Real Estate, here with us in studio, talking about the market, real estate investing as a whole, wealth-building strategies through real estate. So really excited about today. Holly, thanks so much for joining us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much, Brandon. My pleasure for being here.
Absolutely. So give us a quick rundown, you know, kind of introduce yourself to the audience here. Tell us, who you are, how you got in real estate, and this kind of really, dive into to the marketplace.
You know, this is really going to tie into our investing conversation later. I have been in real estate for 6 years, and I began when I had twin boys, and I looked at them and I decided if I ever wanted them to chase their dreams and not trade their time for a paycheck, I needed to be an example of that. So I stopped everything. I got my license and I jumped in with both feet first, and it's been a wild, crazy, and fantastic ride.
So you jumped in feet first. There's some people who, would get into real estate and they see it's a hot market. It certainly is right now. And maybe they have a full-time job or like a part-time job, and they kind of dip their toes in the real estate market. Like, is that something worth considering if you're thinking about getting into real estate, or will you recommend kind of doing it the way you did and just kind of jumping full steam in?
You know, this job is something where you're literally holding people through transitions in their life, and you're responsible for an awful lot. And I don't recommend that you have something else that is a higher priority than this, because it's always going to bite you. However, if you have a job and this is something that you do want to do, but you can't quit it, I can definitely help someone put a plan of action into place so that they can, ease their way out of their 9-to-5 and do this full time. It really is consuming. You become obsessed with it. And if you're good at it, the people that you have the pleasure of serving are well represented.
I'm glad you said that. I think a lot of people think, whether you're just, a potential homeowner, maybe looking to sell, and you kind of look at the real estate industry, I think there's a glamour to it. Or someone looking to get into, real estate, there's certainly that glamour side, but it really is a full-time job. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and it's a lot emotionally. Yeah. Certainly I separate myself from my clients' emotions, and yet just as a human being, I want the best for them. Yeah. And when they tell me their goals and their dreams tied to their home, those are the ones that hit all the way through their core. Right. I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. I'm never going to be able to, just walk away and not represent that to the best of my ability, make sure that everything they hope is happening.
Yeah, and fantastic. And you, of course, do it so well. Been doing it for, a number of years now. Lots of transactions, under your belt. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
Give us, kind of your impression of the marketplace. I mean, obviously, we try to keep it from more of a local standpoint when we look at the market here in the Fort Mill, Charlotte, Rock Hill area. And of course, we're going to be, weighted by, national concerns as the marketplace goes, but really try to keep it from a local standpoint here. What does it look like right now locally, and what do you think is going to happen the rest of the year from a market perspective, home prices, interest rates, that type of thing? What do you see?
This market is not like anything I've ever seen before. Usually the market is only in equilibrium, meaning buyers are happy and sellers are happy for a short period of time. It's usually either sellers are really happy and they're making top dollar on their property and buyers have to pay more to get in and they get less concessions, or it's buyers are able to get the seller to, you know, add on to their house in order to get rid of it because, you know, the prices are dropping.
Yeah, so seller's market versus buyer's market is basically what you're talking about.
Exactly.
So you're saying there's a really great balance right now?
There is a great balance on one hand, and yet the buyers are happy right now because the rates are low.
Yep.
They're unhappy because there's not as much inventory.
Got it.
When there's not as much inventory, that makes sellers happy because they don't have to fix as many things about their home or update as many things about their home to get it moving. And typically the prices are higher. So we are seeing prices increase right now. In some pockets of Charlotte, prices rose as much as 2,000% last year. That's something I thought was a typo, and yet it was not. And
how did that even happen?
I know. It's supply and demand. It's basic economics. When someone, you know, when a spot of Charlotte starts to get hot and there starts to be development and there starts to be, you know, food and entertainment venues going into an area and it's close to our center city, then we start to see demand rise in that area.
Right.
So prices can rise as well. In terms of Fort Mill, Rock Hill, it's so beautiful. It is such a beautiful market down here.
Yeah.
Still, I wish there were more inventory available, but, you know, they're builders building. I wish prices were a little bit more reasonable, but because the, getting the loan on the money side is such a, we're at great rates and everything, it's definitely achievable. So.
Absolutely. So you're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. If you got questions, we've got answers. Give us a call anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. Kind of setting the pace for the market, for real estate investing, you know, how to some wealth building strategies. So knowing all that, you know, that we've got this great, you know, happy buyer, happy seller market. What's kind of the major shifts in the market? I mean, obviously we've got a hot market. It's been hot for a while. I think we both agree that with rates being low, with inventory being low, it, you know, certainly creates that demand and keeping buyers and sellers happy. What are kind of the major shifts in the market right now?
Right now, there's more of a technological shift than an economic shift, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm seeing buyers and sellers transact business differently through different avenues. And, you know, we've definitely seen a rise in what we call the iBuyer scenario.
So what's that?
These are companies who come in and they make an offer on someone's house instantly, like an instant offer, and it seems to be a very convenient thing for a seller to be able to sell their house before they even list their home. So they're not worried about keeping it clean. They're not worried about having to negotiate offers. If that iBuyer makes an offer and it's something they would stomach, they take it. And then they move to their next home.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to be very convenient. And yet, when you dig into the numbers, it's not for everyone. And so what I'm finding is a shift in the need for our consumers, our buyers and sellers, mm-hmm. to really have an ally in an agent who can consult them, who can take their individual picture and look at dollars and cents and risks and, you know, make a decision. Is it best for you to take this offer from an instant offer mm-hmm. company, or is it better for you to list with an agent and have a strategy and, you know, definitely someone who has proven themselves in the market?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can make, I mean, I've got one client who came to me with an instant offer. Thank goodness they came to me. This instant offer was $50,000 under market value.
Wow.
It's because the house definitely needed some repair.
Okay.
It definitely did. My sellers were not in the position to sell it, to fix it before they move.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we were able to tailor a strategy for them and save them more than $25,000.
So what does that look like? I mean, these companies, you know, come in and create a platform, and obviously they're getting business. So there's you know, whether it's a convenience factor or you're some type of benefit, you know, that they've got. But, you know, I think that we would both agree that, you know, there's also enormous value and great benefit in, you know, like you said, hiring someone, you know, with the local market knowledge. Like, how do you, you had someone come to you, obviously they were getting a very low ball offer, but let's say that it was a more competitive offer. Like, how do you go about, you know, combating that and competing against that? Like, what does that look like? Not to put you on the spot too much, but you know, what does that look like from a, hey, Mr. Seller, Mrs. Seller, you know, here's the difference.
I'm glad you asked that, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is something we speak about in our office an awful lot. We actually have a task force right now where we gather data from our agents. You know, for instance, I even got an offer on my very own house just to see what's the process like. You know, what is the offer?
Yeah.
And I got a spreadsheet back that was beautiful. It actually had their offer. It had their fee, which was 9%. Which is, I'm so sorry, but if somebody's paying me 9%, I'm probably paying for their entire move, right? They're going to get service like out the yang, and they're not going to be paying $50,000. I mean, they're not going to be getting $50,000 under market and paying me 9%.
Right.
So the offer that I got on my own house looked like it was a competitive offer in the market, mm-hmm. yet it was 9% commission. And then on top of that, there was a line item that said it. They didn't have a dollar figure for it. It was for when their inspector was going to come look at the house, and anything that was wrong with my home, they were going to deduct from the purchase price.
Yeah.
So that market offer, that at market offer, was actually not going to be once they look at my house. And it's arbitrary.
And it's certainly arbitrary. Is it pretty standard that they're coming back with, you know, a list of, you know, things and decreased costs, you know, to repair, things like that?
Yeah, I've seen all the ones I've seen have been over $1,000.
Yeah.
Some of them $10,000,
$15,000. Wow. Okay. And you know it's that all that, you know, when you walk into like say a car dealership, you know, there's a reason that they'll allow you to drive the car off the lot, like even like keep it for 24 hours to like, you know, make a decision. Once you put that car in your driveway, you know, you're a stat for buying it. It just, you know, it's 99%. I don't know if that's the exact number, but it goes so far up. I mean, so if you can take that car home for 24 hours, you're going to buy it. That's why dealerships allow that. Same kind of case like here, you know, if you are under contract, you've done all the paperwork with, you know, one of those, with one of those companies, and they hit you with a $10,000, you know, repair bill, even though it sucks, I mean, it may just be easier to, you know, to follow through with that.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So, I mean, but they've got you is what I'm
saying.
Hook,
line, and sinker.
Yeah.
And, you know, the purpose of us even having this conversation isn't to trash talk these companies. I mean,
sure,
they're part of our marketplace now.
Right.
And I do hear an awful lot of agents just saying, oh my, what am I going to do? There's a lot of fear in my industry about this and a lot of pushback. And I don't feel like that's productive because they're here. They're in the market.
It's reality. Let's deal with facts and figures and reality.
Let's fix it. Right.
Right.
So my take is I want to get in front of as many consumers as possible and just analyze their situation.
Right.
And, you know, my clients, I have a fiduciary responsibility to them to do what's in their best interest. So if it is in their best interest to take an iBuyer offer, that's what I'm going to tell them. I'm going to leave that decision to them and outlay all the consequences and all of the possibilities as well.
Yep.
Another one that I recently heard about is one agent in our office has a neighbor who's been in a relationship with one of these companies. The company purchased the home they wanted to move into, so they were able to move out of the house they're selling into their new home. And then that company listed the house they were selling, and it sat on the market. Well, in the fine print, it said after a certain period of time, if they didn't sell the house, they would then owe rent on that home. So they would have to pay the company. And so now the family's moved out of the house into another home that they do not own yet. And they're selling the house that they lived in and paying $183 a day until it sells. So now, tell me, number one, in this marketplace with low inventory, why hasn't this home gotten under contract? Yeah. Why is it available anymore? My average days on market is 14 days.
Solid.
I can't understand this.
Yeah.
Number two, what motivation does this company have to get rid of this house? When that client calls the company to talk to them, do you think they actually get the single agent who has a fiduciary responsibility to act on their behalf? Or are they getting a call center?
Yeah. So I wouldn't have ever thought that could happen like that. I mean, you're almost incentivizing a company to not sell your house by paying that daily fee. I mean, that's a little bit almost abusive, it sounds like. I mean, I don't know like the whole background story, but so maybe I should be careful with my words, but that sounds that sounds pretty rough.
Well,
doesn't sound like something I would want to get jammed into.
Absolutely not. And you know, you can't blame consumers. You know, sure, maybe they read everything on the contract, maybe they didn't. Still, as a consumer, this is a very complicated industry.
Yeah.
You can't just read it. It sounds good. You don't know what the risks are if you don't talk to a good agent. And so I would just encourage anyone to have someone, you know, in your pocket, have someone. Your agent should want to run these scenarios with you and speak candidly. You know, I'm even willing to take offers from multiple iBuyer programs and leverage them against each other to make sure that if that's the right one for you, if that's the right option, that you're getting the best.
Yeah. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio, 704-999-6646. Call us anytime during or after the show. We would love to hear some experiences if you've tried these companies out. 704-999-6646. So, you know, kind of identified the shift. You know, identified a little bit of the marketplace. So, you know, kind of taking advantage of that and taking advantage of the marketplace right now and this, you know, great, you know, hot market that we have. You know, let's talk a little bit about real estate investing. Both you and I, you know, actively involved in that. And of course, you also help a lot of clients out in that arena. What's the first process if, you know, if someone's looking to get started, or maybe, you know, why get started in real estate investing?
That is such a loaded question. Number one, real estate is you cannot make more land, right?
Yep.
We have what we have. So in terms of something that can be bought or sold, real estate is solid because you can't make more of it. It's always going to have value of some sort. The other thing is that your returns are pretty much unlimited. So it depends on how long you want to hold the property or what you want to do with it.
Right.
But if you speak to a good agent and they can advise you, they can find out, you know, what are you interested in? What's the best type of investment for you to make? And, you know, look at all the risks and the benefits. And, you know, you can make a really solid plan with some good models and systems to reduce your risk and increase your profits.
So we talk a lot about, you know, the wealth of homeowners versus renters substantially greater as a homeowner. I think, you know, the average net worth for a renter is like a couple hundred bucks. Average net worth for a homeowner is like $90,000. So huge difference there. Do you know any of the stats when it becomes into, you know, getting into like having rental properties or getting into real estate investing, like what that type of net worth looks like as far as, you know, building a portfolio or getting it, dabbling into real estate investing? Is there a big gap there between just being a homeowner and then actually getting into real estate investing?
Oh, yes. I think people oftentimes think about, you know, if I wanted to buy a house for an investment property, I would have to mortgage it. So they think about it in terms of a 30-year loan.
Right.
Hey, I'm just putting into it. What am I getting back? Yet real estate is the only thing I know of that you can purchase and someone else can pay for it. You right. buy it, it's yours, but someone else pays for it in full.
Talk more about that.
That's a 100% return right yeah. there. You bought it, but someone else paid for it.
Well, and so one great number to that is, you know, let's say you're buying a $100,000 property. You're putting 20% down, so you're putting $20,000 cash into it. A lot of people will try to base their return on, you know, say $100,000, but you really only need to base your return on that $20,000 that you had to put into the deal. And so, you know, your rate of return is, you know, exponentially greater when you kind of factor that in, that you can use the bank's money to and just use 20% of your own and start building a residual income, the rental income, and also building equity. And of course, appreciation as well.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You know, my husband, his family, his father retired before he was 40 years old. And the way he did that is every penny he made that didn't go to feeding his own family, mm-hmm. he invested it in real estate. And so before he was 40 years old, he lives on the Aegean coast. Mm-hmm. Not nice. A bad place to live. And he collects rent checks.
I'll go rent one of his houses.
He collects rent checks, and that's his income. You know, because he's got people that depend on him for a roof over their head, and right. you know, that's a lot different than, you know, all of the factors that go into stocks and bonds and, you know, what you think of as an investment portfolio.
Yeah.
We're talking about human beings and an asset that you can't make more of. So
yeah.
It's a really great area to invest your money if you want to build your wealth.
You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio, 704-999-6646. Call us anytime during or after the show. Would love to hear your real estate investing stories. Are you looking to become a real estate investor? Be sure to give us a call. We'll help you get started. 704-999-6646. We can talk all about the financing piece. Right now, we're kind of focusing on, you know, just the value of getting into real estate investing, the value of real estate investing, and what that opportunity is and what it can be for you. By the way, we're sponsored by Joe Rickey with Liberty Mutual Insurance. Be sure you give him a call, 704-770-8324. Free comparison quotes on home, auto, umbrella policies, you name it, he's got it, and he's local and one of the best in the business. 704-770-8324. What's the kind of barriers to entry? I mean, why not get into real estate investing? What does it take?
I love this question, and I think about it a lot. And I remember my clients that I've had over the years who are first-time home buyers. And they feel for some reason at the beginning, like maybe this isn't for them. Maybe they can't do it.
Right.
And oftentimes it comes from, you know, no one in their family ever did it. So they're not familiar with any of the verbiage, any of the, you know, process.
Yeah.
Yet they're paying rent every month. And it's simply a mindset shift. So I think of investing the same way. I can use my own economy as an example. Mm-hmm. How much money do I spend at Starbucks a month? It's a few hundred dollars.
I'm going to close my ears to that.
I can take that money and I could instead pay a mortgage mm-hmm. for a property that I rent out, and I could actually collect and rent more than I'm paying out in mortgage and pay for my Starbucks habit out yep. of that $150 a right. month.
Yeah. And there's such creative ways for financing now. And so again, if you have questions, want to get started, 704-999-6646. But when it comes to purchasing an investment property, a home to rent out, you know, there's the different down payment options as low as 15%. There's different income qualifications. I mean, we even have a product which is a cash flow investor program. If you know, are a real estate investor, you can actually purchase a property just based on the future rental income of that property, and that's it. So there's plenty of financing opportunities to help you get started or to grow your portfolio if you've already gotten started.
I think it all starts with a conversation.
Absolutely.
you know, if you're out there and you haven't ever invested in real estate and you would love to do it, but you just don't even know how, just talk to someone. Just talk to me. I love having
how
just conversations.
Oh,
704-778-8246.
Yeah.
Any time of the day or night, you can send me a text message. I'll call you back if I'm in a meeting. But, you know, I would love to just have a conversation and see what it looks like. Every investor is different. Every investor has different priorities, different likes and dislikes, different thresholds for risk. And, you know, so that's what I like to do is put all those things into place and find the right property for you and connect you with the right lender, which is obviously you, Brandon.
Yep.
And then, you know, you can be well on your way. And it doesn't end at closing day. You know,
right.
we need to analyze at least every year and make sure that that property is still making money. Mm-hmm. And I need to put in front of you how much equity has it earned.
Right.
So that, you know, maybe
have rental rates gone up. You know, should you be charging more?
Yeah.
Maybe even less, but probably not in this market. I mean, it's, you know, rent's going up every year.
Yeah.
5%.
And especially with the, you know, lack of inventory that we have
right.
for sales, people are having to rent homes. And then when they do, the prices for rentals, yeah, it's going up. So, yeah, I'm really excited about helping people to, you know, be investors. You don't have to start with a multi-level, you know, billion-dollar, you know,
right.
endeavor.
Buy an apartment complex.
You could purchase a $20,000 little house that somebody just needs to pay enough money and have yep. a roof over their head.
And so, you know, I've certainly got, you know, my own personal experience in this market. So, you know, mentioning I've actually bought two properties in the last 4 months that are below in the $20,000 range. And so, you know, there's something out there for, you know, for any size, whatever you're looking for to get into real estate investing, it's probably out there. And it's like you said, Holly, it begins with a conversation, you know, talking with a lender, talking with, you know, a real estate agent who's, you know, works in the investment market and having that conversation to get started.
And I think that another important thing to remember is as the market shifts and it's always changing, we also have to change our mindset in terms of investments. So a lot of times I get clients that come to me and say, hey, I just want the best deal. Okay,
right.
Guess what?
Yeah, how do you define that?
Exactly. It's going to be different for everyone. And it's not necessarily the case anymore that we have tons of houses out there that are going to sell under market value. So how do we make the most out of your investment dollar if you're paying market value?
Right.
Because we have an inventory shortage. So the likelihood that you're going to get a quote unquote deal, which means that you're going to pay 50 cents on the dollar, you know, compared to market value, it's not going to happen right now. And yet we can find something that's definitely worth you know, taking the time to own.
Right. So, you know, a lot of myths out there, you know, Johnny, Sally homeowner, when they think about real estate investing or, you know, investing, building real wealth, they maybe think, hey, I've got a job. I'm supporting, you know, my family. You can't really, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, in my experience, you can't really build real wealth just working at your job. You've got to be saving, investing, making your money active, making your money work for you and not, you know, against you. And real estate investing is such a great way to do that. I mean, have you found that to kind of be true? I mean, like, you know, describe what that looks like. I mean, feels like a myth to me that's out there that people think they can't do it or they think they can just, you know, work their jobs, retire and get that, you know, Social Security. But that's just not going to be enough and it may not even be around.
I think so. I think you're exactly right. That's totally a myth. As a matter of fact, I feel like that mentality is it's an epidemic we have
yeah.
in this country because we have so much at our disposal and
everybody's so dependent now.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you remember when we started talking about how I got into real estate and,
yeah.
you know, having the twins And, you know, I had a really traumatic situation when I had the twins. I almost lost my life, and I didn't. Mm. But out of that came the biggest gift that I'm so happy I was given, not only my life, but I was able to recognize all of the things I thought were safe. I had a great job. I had a great salary. I had great benefits. And all of those were stripped away in a minute.
Yep.
And I realized everything I thought was safe was a lie. It wasn't. I didn't have that job. The job had me.
Yep.
I did collect the paycheck, yet I was trading in my happiness, and I thought I had to have it.
Right.
But that wasn't true. So I realized, you know, I want to be in charge of, and I want to have my own power over my future.
Right. So not just building, you know, wealth, it's building security in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can still keep your job, yet sure, you can yeah. collect
I,
a
I
paycheck.
I would actually recommend you still keep your job as you
as a mortgage lender.
Yeah. Still keep your job. Grow your side hustle.
Yeah. Sit at your job while your renters are living it up in your investment property.
Definitely. So, hey, help us get rid of some of these myths. Call us anytime. Carolina's Mortgage Radio, 704-999-6646. We've got Holly Deedy in studio with us talking about real estate investing, growing wealth, building true wealth, and kind of getting rid of some of these myths that are out there preventing you from purchasing real estate and becoming from building real wealth in real estate investing. I think a lot of people think that real estate investing in general is like too complicated, so they don't even get started. Again, I think we're probably going to refer back to just having a conversation, but what does that look like? I mean, is real estate investing hard, you know, difficult once you, let's say you go buy a property, what's the next steps? Like how do you determine what's good value? What is a good return on my money? How do we do that?
You know, everyone can make anything complicated if they want to.
I know that.
Investing is not complicated at all, especially in real estate. The thing is, if you think you're going to be the expert, you're going to make it complicated. That's what real estate agents are for.
Right.
And
lean
that's
on
what
others expertise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is what we do day in and day out. We have our eyes and ears in the market. We're on the street. We see what's going on. We're looking for opportunities for our clients, for people we don't even know yet. Yeah, I cannot tell you how many times I see a property and I think, dadgum, I wish I had that. You know, I want to get that one for myself. So then, you know, if it's not time for me to make another investment, I'm looking for someone to take advantage of this opportunity because I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
That's what we live. That's what we live and breathe. So, and, you know, the same is true in your industry. If you need a mortgage to invest in real estate,
yeah,
it's going to be complicated if you're the one trying to look online and figure out how to make it all work.
Right.
Just have a conversation.
Yeah. And there's certainly no shortage of information. So it's really kind of getting over, you know, the block and actually getting with someone who has done it, who's in that field, real estate agent, mortgage lender, other real estate investors. I mean, there's no shortage of information to actually to go and get that information and to start applying it to what you want to do.
I think oftentimes people feel like if they're having a conversation with us, we're going to make them do something right now. And nothing could be farther from the truth.
Right.
I literally do not want someone to make a snap decision in regards to a real estate investment. I'd much rather understand their situation, be able to put the facts in front of them, and give them confidence to make a decision on their time and on their terms. And that's actually what I celebrate on a day-to-day basis with all my clients in my business.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a interesting point, I mean, to make that. They've got, again, you know, there's this block that so many people have. But again, talking to people who are in the know, who have done it, who help other people do it, is just going to be, I think, probably the most valuable starting point that anybody can have.
Tell me, Brandon, you know, come to think of it, tell me what impact student loan debt has had on the mortgage industry and what it's going to have. Because
goodness,
one thing I'm thinking is you can entirely pay for your kids' college career with real estate investments.
Well, not only that, but if you can purchase some rental properties now, listen, the millennial generation and younger, I don't even know what they call it yet. What's below millennials?
I don't.
Millennial Y, I don't know. But those generations that are coming up, student loan debt is just brutal right now. And I mean, it's way up in the trillions of dollars, only second to mortgage, you know, mortgages in the U.S. as far as debt goes. And I think it may be closer surpassing that. But these younger people saddled with all the student loan debt, guess what? They're not going to qualify for a mortgage. So, but they're still going to want to have a home of, you know, quote unquote, their own, but they're not going to qualify for a mortgage. So guess what? They're going to want to rent. And so if you have the opportunity and the capability to purchase some rental properties, you're going to be sitting pretty in the future, because a lot of these people saddled with student loan debt aren't going to be able to buy. They're going to have to rent. I don't know if that was like to answer your direct question, but I mean, that's kind of where I take it. When I look at the student loan debt problem, it's the only debt, of course, that you can't, you know, declare bankruptcy and get rid of. So that debt is not going anywhere. It's going to be with that person for life until they pay it off. And if they've got these huge payments, that's going to make it very hard to qualify for a mortgage.
And, you know, if you have an English degree, you know, and you've got your PhD in English and you're only able to make a teacher's salary with that, that's an awful big burden.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I that's probably a whole different. We could do a whole show on, you know, the rising cost of tuition versus the level of income that you get from that education. Pretty unequal, I think, right now, and has been for probably about in the last decade, which is why student loan debt is becoming such a big problem. And you see now, even politically, some people are starting to talk about it. And I think that wave is going certainly to continue. So don't let that be you. Give us a call. If you have any questions, you're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. Call us anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. We're here in the studio with Holly Deedy, Keller Williams, phenomenal real estate agent, very well experienced. Give us a call. Start the conversation talking about real estate investing. What else? I mean, I think a lot of people, they're not even investing in, you know, stocks or bonds or anything. Maybe they contribute to a 401k, but how do we kind of transition that to really make people believe in investing, not just, you know, in their 401k, but, you know, really diversify real estate investing, that type of thing? How do we, you know, kind of change that paradigm?
The funny thing is, I think about this a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not funny. That's good.
I think about things like this because in my heart, I just want to reach as many people as I can and empower them in as many ways as I can. And I think about all of my friends and everyone in my network and my sphere of influence, you know, who I know that are just going through life change. You know, maybe they just had their first child, or maybe they're empty nesters and they're not thinking of the opportunities that they have, you know, to invest in real estate and really change the paradigm in their own home. And I think in our industry, oftentimes real estate agents are looked at as, you know, slimy. And, you know, I mean, I got to say, you know, some of us make the rest of us look, you know, not so savory.
Yeah, I mean, of course, that's every industry. And I talk about it so often on the show. And I only work with, you know, the best in the real estate business. Obviously, you are, you know, atop that list. And it's a genuine care for the client. You know, do the people I have, you know, I believe I have it. And, you know, I'm big into self-awareness. I want to make sure that I'm always doing what's right for the client and making sure that, you know, their needs are met. And I genuinely feel like if I'm doing that first, I think my needs will be met.
They always are.
They always are. And so it comes down to, you know, how do we care for the client? Is it genuine? Are we making sure that we always put the client first?
So I really feel like I wish more people sought out a relationship with a mortgage lender and a realtor. And, you know, I volunteer to be that person in your life right now. If you want to call me anytime, 704-778-8246. Happy to have a conversation. You don't have to have real estate purchasing or selling on your radar right now. Just let's have coffee every once in a while so you're aware of what the potential is.
Right.
And I think you're right.
Yeah, I mean, so take it another myth in this arena is it's too risky. You know, how does a person looking to get into real estate investing identify risk? Risk first reward, you know, that whole scenario, again, talking about, you know, rates of return, how do we kind of view that and make a great decision on those terms?
First of all, I would say the biggest risk is not doing anything.
I agree for sure.
Because you can sit in your desk and make your salary and your job could end and you would not have anything.
Social Security could go away.
Well, doom and gloom. If you look for it, you're going to find it. I mean, it's everywhere for someone every day. And yet we also have sunshine, right? So my answer would be reach out to a professional, have a conversation, assess those risks. Let the professional find out what risks there are for you individually and tailor that investment to your risk tolerance.
Right.
Anything is risky, and yet real estate is not as risky as a lot of things I see people investing their money in.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, talk a little bit about maybe, you know, rates of return and you know, what do we look for? You know, I know when I'm looking to purchase a rental property, I know the cash outlay I've got to put into it and you know, what could that money earn somewhere else? What type of rental market? Maybe let's start there. So when I'm looking at a property and I know it's the mortgage payment because, you know, I'm a lender, I'm talking to myself, you know, I don't do it in the mirror, but I do talk to myself. hey, how much is this going to cost me per month? You know, with the mortgage payment, homeowner's insurance, property taxes. And I also need to make sure I plan for, you know, any incidentals, you know, making sure that I maybe put in like about a 1%. Overage or a 5% overage for maybe repairs on the home that may be needed from time to time, things like that. So I know what it's going to cost me. How do I find out what it can maybe, what I could rent it for and may start to determine, is this a good deal for me to purchase?
A good real estate agent can identify what are similar properties being rented for in the area. Mm-hmm. You want to know that. And usually we look for, let's say you buy a rental property for $300,000, then I would like to see that rental amount be $3,000 a month.
Okay.
At least 1%, right?
Because a general rule of thumb would be about 1%.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, in terms of how much money you need to save, you definitely want to save for a rainy day in case something happens to the property. Mm-hmm. No one wants to write a $5,000 check for a new HVAC and you didn't expect it. But your agent can tell you, based on an inspection, right, based on the age of the home and other factors, how much do you need to save?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably dependent a lot on the property.
Yes.
You know, are you buying a brand new property, you know, a year or two old property that is in a, you know, in a brand new neighborhood, and you know, you're looking to purchase that as, you know, as a rental property? Are you buying, you know, some of the properties that I bought recently as $26,000, you know, got to put a little sweat equity into it? Those numbers are going to be different. I think it really comes down to the property and really kind of fleshing that out with your real estate agent, which is why, you know, it's, you know, so much value in working with, you know, a professional real estate agent.
Those numbers are so,
through that.
Yeah, those numbers are so easy for me to find. It
right.
takes me literally 5 seconds. You know, I think I've been on the phone with you even in my car before.
Yep.
And you said, hey, tell me about this address. What are the comps like? I don't even have to, you know, get home. I could just stop, pull it up on my telephone and say, oh, you're at XYZ amount.
Yeah.
You're good. Buy it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's so many different ways to get started. If you are looking to get started into a real estate investment scenario, give us a call. We've got answers to your questions. 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. We've got Holly Deedy, Keller Williams here in the studio with us. So determining that number, I know for me, you know, I want to get, you know, at least a 10%, you know, rate of return on my cash, but that's fairly easy to do. I mean, so if I buy, just kind of run through some numbers. If I buy a $100,000 property, I'm going to put, you know, 20 grand down payment, 20%. And so what, it's not the exact calculation, but can I make maybe $200 a month on that $20,000? That'd be a heck of a return.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It just depends on the property.
Right.
So that's partly what we do.
Right.
As agents, is we look for that. You know, if you tell me how much money you want to make, mm-hmm. I go in search of that property that's going to give you that yield.
Yeah.
And, you know, on that note, I think in the not too distant future, we should probably have some seminars for people so they Absolutely. Can come talk to us about how to invest in real estate, because there are actually some models, some proven models that will help you generate so much wealth. And you can actually use the examples of millionaire real estate investors who have already done the work. They've already made the mistakes. They've already, you know, fine-tuned the process. And we can teach people those models and systems so they can apply what has actually worked to their own personal situation. And it'll be even better.
Sign me up. When are we going to do that?
We should definitely do this in the next quarter.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, definitely start with, you know, the conversation. I think we hit that point certainly home. And then you work on the numbers. And maybe it's a situation where, you know, you need to build up some cash. Well, there's so many different ways to do that. One way right now, just to, you know, brainstorm, you know, if you're sitting on a property right now with a lot of equity, you know, you really got a couple situations. You could sell that property. How willing are you to, you know, to build wealth in the long term, maybe sacrifice a little bit in the short term. You can also, you know, do lines of credit against your equity now to get started. But don't do anything without talking to us first, of course. We'll put a tailored plan together for you to help you get started that makes sense for you and that is a good financial decision for you. We won't put you in a bad spot. 704-999-6646. But, you know, the market's so hot right now, Holly. In fact, I think you're doing this. Correct me if I'm wrong. But, you know, you've got plenty of equity in a home. You love the home. It's great. But why not sell it in this great hot market? You know, maybe even look to downsize a little bit and make that money much more active for you to really grow your portfolio and grow your wealth.
Oh, yes. I think people oftentimes get into their routine and their schedule and they don't have any tolerance for adventure.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
That is not you. You've got, you're all about the adventure.
Yeah. I do. I see a lot of value in life lessons and letting my children watch, you know, we live in a great house right now. I absolutely love the space in my home, mm-hmm. and I'm about to sell it. And in the middle of selling it and buying another one, I might flip one, and the kids are going to wonder why they're going to live in an apartment-sized home, and they may complain, and yet I'm going to be able to do things for them.
Absolutely.
And you know, so much of our life is more than where we live, and I never 100%. Want them to assign, you know, any of their own self-worth to what we're living in.
Yeah.
It's all an adventure, and it's a beautiful story.
I love that, because, you know, you're a real estate agent, I'm a mortgage lender, you know, this is what we do for a living, but we also have, you know, real-life personal experiences and real-life goals and wants and dreams, and I think me and you are kind of, you know, very similar in that, where we're really, you think, long-term. You know, how do we build wealth for the long time? You know, how do we get to, you know, not have to work when we're, you know, 70 and, you know, and or not even that, but how do we enjoy more of our kids when they're young?
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because it's true. This is not about just making decisions for dollars. Mm-hmm. This is, why do we want the dollars?
Perfect.
It's to enjoy life. It's to provide things for our families, not yeah. just things, experiences.
Experiences. I'm so big on that. And when you have, you know, when you're creating some residual income sources, that is so much easier to do, to enjoy those experiences, to create new experiences.
You know, when I looked down at the twins when they were 5 months old and I had literally lost everything, mm-hmm. my job, my salary, my benefits.
Yeah.
I made a decision. I said I could get on the drama train that'll head me to nowhere, or I can look at this treasure I have in front of me, and I can live every day to the fullest, and I can do what I'm very passionate about. I got my real estate license, and now I'm teaching them through my life. They can make the same tough decisions. And when you make those tough decisions, you win.
Absolutely. And the drama train is fully booked up.
So we have no tickets to the drama train.
No tickets to the drama train. Hop off that train if you're on it. Call us. We'll help you get off. 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. Just to kind of recap and to kind of sum up, you know, real estate investing, Holly, kind of give us, you know, put you on the spot, you know, your broad scenario. What did we leave out? What do we need to hit on before we wrap up the show?
If you heard our conversation about real estate investing and you're lost, then we should have a conversation. You know, if you don't even know what rate of return you want, or you don't even understand that term, you're in a great spot. You're in the best spot. So you call us and we will show you ways that you can use your knowledge and your passion to turn it into money and into experiences for the people that you love and leave a legacy worth leaving.
Absolutely. And I think it goes back to, you know, having a genuine care for the client. So, you know, whether you've got, you know, no money to invest or you got to start somewhere, and it starts with a conversation. Give us a call, whether you've got, you know, money to buy right now or you know you need to save but not sure how to do that. We also, you know, we'll help you put a financial plan together to help you get started in the future, because it's never too late.
Never.
Awesome. You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. We appreciate your time and tuning in with us, and we hope that it was very valuable for you, and we will certainly catch you next week. Same time. Have a great week. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and DKK's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Call Brandon at 704-999-6646 or visit Brandon Kohlberg online at carolinasmortgageradio.com. Join Carolina's Mortgage Radio again next Saturday morning beginning at 9 a.m. right here on WRHI FM 100.1.